Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show.
Well, I'm going to go with the fart story, guys.
Three.
If there was a word of the week for the bottom three, this week would be not. First up is Jess trying not to sound, in her words, woggy and failing.
I got a very angry voice memo, but one of the disappearing ones.
Are you going to reenact it for us?
I can, from one of the groomsmen. And I get a voice memo. What the hell is the... I don't know why I made him so woggy. What the hell is this Instagram story you put up about
Siri? He's got more woggy. He's really going down.
I can't get out of it. Nope. All right, whatever, just pretend.
Then Ducko telling us about not being sexy.
You walk in there, it's just everybody dancing.
Oh God, it would have been so sexy.
Oh, it was very sexy.
Yes.
And I felt out of my element. Not that I'm not sexy. Just...
And finally, Nick realising there were not any changes to Alpha Bucks at 8 a.m.
Alpha Bucks you up.
Give us a call, 131060, because this is your last chance for 8 a.m. Alpha Bucks before we start 7 a.m. Kids Alpha Bucks next week. So I guess 8 a.m. will remain the same.
So really, this time's going to be completely normal.
Yeah, nothing changes.
But if the bottom three of the words week is not... Omar from Mayfield's word of the week is nut. Specifically, how hard he hit his on his bike.
Omar, where'd you get hit in the nuts?
I was about 10 years old. I was riding one of those bicycles which has a triangular frame. And I decided I want to go fast. I want to feel the speed. So I get up and I start to pedal. As I start to pedal down, my foot slips and I hit so hard on that frame. The next thing I know, I'm in a random house on a bed. And the guy asking me, are you doing okay? I had no idea what happened, but I got hit so hard in the boys that they decided to knock me out.
Was there much damage to the boys after that?
Because they had not descended, I think it was a good thing.
It's just great. Balls of fire.
Number one. Nick's unimpressive impressions appear to know no bounds, particularly in regards to whether he should stop trying. After last week's attempts at Ronald McDonald...
It'll be 30 deals in 30 days, Stanley.
Grimace...
Why would you do that again, Hamburglar?
And Jess when she's hungry... For some reason, he's now decided to take on the culinary world. And the results are... Well... Undercooked.
Mate, just I tell you what, you get the perfect hot day and a good dog poo. That thing will crust out.
That's right.
I feel like Jamie Oliver should be commentating this.
One day, good weather, jibbly jubbly, got yourself a crusty dog poo.
Jibbly jubbly.
It's anything you want, perfect.
Now do Gordon Ramsay talking about dried up dog poo.
What is this dog poo doing in your yard in the first place?
Now do Manu.
And then I have one more.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is like Ronald McDonald all over again.
Yeah.
This is a delightful poo, eh?
Now do Ian Huey Hewitt.
How do you even do Huey?
Huey? I don't even know. Reference Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. How good is Gilligan's Island? Here's some poo. Give it a lug of oil here. It'll crust up just beautifully.
And now do Jess hungry again.
And that's it for Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three.